I'm Derek Cardwell, and today's Let's Get to Know, we are getting to know Isaac Rankin. Finally, Isaac, you're a senior. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's.
Well, let's get to know you. What is a pre-running cross-country ritual for you? What do you got to do when you get to the site?
Definitely get a good warm-up. A lot of times I'll bring my massage gun and get a liquid IV, too. I love
liquid. A liquid IV. Now, what are those?
It's like a hydration thing, like electrolytes. It just gets you more hydrated and stuff.
What's a favorite warm-up song, or do you like to listen to music?
I don't really listen to music before we run at meets or anything.
Okay, where's a post-game meal or restaurant you like to go to?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, like, if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Culver's. I'm really liking Culver's right now.
And is there Culver's at certain places you go to this year? Because I know there's not one in Knoxville.
Yeah, there's a couple around, yeah.
What is an opposing course that you like to run at or maybe you've had success at?
Yeah, probably the district site we've been at the last couple of years at Pella. It's just nice and flat, kind of a change. We don't really get many of those, so it's good.
Where does Pine Knolls rank up there? Is that one of your favorites or not?
Kind of, actually. It's like 330 feet of elevation gain in a 5K. It's crazy, so it's kind of, you know, cool that that's our home course, I guess.
Besides cross country, what other high school sports and activities are you involved in?
I did swimming last year, and I did track last year, too, so.
Best high school sports memory?
Oh, that's a tough one.
You did get All-State last year at Fort Dodge.
Oh, that's probably up there. I'd probably say, like, trips to state are definitely fun with the guys, like track, cross country.
Do you have any superstitions?
I mean, not really. I mean, I always wear, like, the same shorts and socks, but I feel like that's just kind of like a performance thing. I don't know.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and has that changed?
I think I wanted to be a paleontologist when I was younger. So it's probably changed. I'm probably going to go into kinesiology and see what's past that. So.
Well, who is your role model, and why do you look up to him?
I don't know. Maybe like LeBron. LeBron was always my favorite athlete when I was a kid, so maybe him.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Cyclones, for sure.
And is that a family thing, or is that just what you just chose?
No, the family's kind of split. Dad's a Hawkeye. Sister's, I think, a Hawkeye. My mom's a Cyclone, so.
So what's it like when the big game's going on?
Oh, you know, it's not crazy. We're not, like, that big of fans, but it's kind of fun, you know, watch it.
Brought up LeBron. Do you have a favorite pro sports team you follow?
Maybe the Miami Heat. I like the Miami Heat. So
any reason? That's kind of a random one.
I mean, a lot of my favorite players that I like played there, like Bam, Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, LeBron. I mean, I just like it. Like a lot of the players they had. Yeah.
The best vacation you've ever been on. What made it so great?
I went on a cruise with my mom, and that was really good. There was just so much stuff to do, and it's really, really cool. It's very different, so.
What's one place you want to travel to see?
I don't care. Anywhere tropical, like mountainy. I'm not big. Like, I'd find either fun. I'm not really sure.
How do you enjoy spending time alone?
Playing disc golf probably is what I do, and I'm, like, got free time. Or
if you could go on a shopping spree in any store, where would it be?
Probably like a Nike outlet store or something. Get a bunch of like running gear, shoes.
If you could come back to in your next life as an animal, what would it be?
Oh, probably like a bear or a dog. One of the two. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, bears would just be pretty sick because, you know, there's you know, a bear. And dog, I don't know. I feel like life would just be cool as a dog. I love dogs, so.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Probably something running related or like college, just like getting to go to college. I feel like that's just like kind of cool seeing everyone like move in about this time. It's got me like kind of excited and also nervous for that. So
speaking of college, have you figured out where you're going?
No, not yet. I've gone on a couple of visits, so I've definitely got some schools I'm looking at, but I'm not sure yet.
Famous person in history, could be living or dead, that you'd want to spend the day with?
Michael Jordan or something. I don't know.
And if you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would it be?
Basketball or soccer, for sure. I don't know. Probably soccer. A lot of the guys are trying to get me to do that. I don't know.
That kind of would conflict with your track and field part of the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, Isaac, thanks a lot for joining us. Best of luck this year.
Thank you.